Next thing I know, I had somebody with a knife to my face.
33 years ago, in this Orlando house, Gail Gardner went through hell. While she was sleeping in bed with her 9-year-old son, a man broke in through a window and raped her.
Left a scar on my face, which is not there, but the scar is still there emotionally.
Gail's rape kit was one of thousands just sitting on evidence room shelves, but she never gave up, pushing to have it retested as DNA technology improved. More than 3 decades later, a hit. George Gertman, known as the Malibu rapist, already serving a life sentence in other sexual assault cases, was not only linked to her rape, but linked to 26 other rapes all around the same neighborhood.
That's 26 different lives drastically and unforgivably impacted by the same individual. DNA is really, some of the technology and testing has really advanced within the last 5 years. So because of those advancements, we were able to retest.
Advances in new DNA technology key in these cold cases, much as it was in the decades-old Golden State Killer case. In 2018, DNA from genealogy sites matched former police officer Joseph DeAngelo to multiple rapes, murders, and burglaries that had terrorized California in the 70s and 80s.
I just love seeing him in orange and behind bars.
But the technology is just one element. It's also perseverance by police and victims like Gail.
What did you think when you found out that your case then connected all of these other rapes to this suspect, all because of you coming forward?
I had already knew I wasn't the only one, but to actually find someone else who I could identify with the same perpetrator, that's huge.
And you can just imagine, Nicole, what this neighborhood has been through over the last 30 years. Gail, that woman you heard from, that victim, such a strong woman, really a survivor. So relieved now to know who did this awful thing to her. And the scariest thing of all is police say they believe there are even more victims out there. Nicole?
Wow.